The stock market closed early yesterday afternoon for the Christmas holiday. Might as well have shut down for the whole day. There was so little trading activity. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was unchanged. The Nasdaq dropped by just over a point. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports those traders who did show up for work were in a holiday mood.
It was 11:30 on the morning of Christmas Eve. Nick Angeletta was on the line from the trading floor at Solomon Smith Barney. Angeletta is head of retail sales and trading there.
Tell me what we hear in the background.
Big day to bring your kids in on a day like today. I think the kids might actually outnumber the traders today.
It was the same story at Merrill Lynch.
A lot of people brought children in on Friday and today.
Eddie McMahon runs U.S.-listed trading at Merrill Lynch. Yesterday, though, McMahon sounded more like a papa than a trader.
You know, especially being at Merrill Lynch and pretty close to ground zero, I think this year especially we felt that we wanted to show the kids, where we work, that it's safe, take a lot of questions out of their mind.
McMahon's own children were taking the pulse of the market yesterday.
Yeah, I got my 8-year-old daughter. Come here, you want to say hello to somebody? Come on, here she goes. This is Christy McMahon.
Christy McMahon had this to say about the Merrill trading floor.
I like it because there's a lot of nice people and I get to play the computers and play games and touch stuff.
Eddie McMahon said about 50% of Merrill traders reported for work yesterday. At Solomon Smith Barney, 80% of traders were at work, according to Nick Angeletta, but there weren't many customers.
The players are usually not around, even though the traders are all here. The people on the other side of the phone, the customers, are not necessarily worried about trading today. People are trading, but it's, as you can see, the volume is much lower than any given day.
Indeed, the trading volume yesterday was less than a third of last Friday's. Many investors regarded Friday as the real last working day before the holiday. Yesterday, Angeletta said his traders were just coasting. So was anyone going to move the market? Maybe his young guests.
On a day like today, I'm hoping that the kids could push a button on the keyboard and maybe do a good trade for us and make us some money.
Traders and investors will be back for a shortened trading week on Wednesday. Volume is expected to be higher as institutions and individual investors wrap up a decidedly dismal year. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.